everyday life, La Dolce Vita. Under the Tuscan Sun, my first memoir, chronicled the discovery of Bramasole, an abandoned house situated beneath an 8th century BC Etruscan wall. Getting to know the superb hill town of Cortona, the excitement of cooking in a foreign country, the intense labor of rescuing a house from ruin and the land from brambles, and meeting the people here. These pleasures paralleled the deeper pleasure of learning how to live a new life. Even the name of the house drew me here. Bramasole, something that yearns for the sun, and yes, I did. I walked from window to window, taking in the view. When I wrote the last line of Under the Tuscan Sun, I wrote the first line of Bella Tuscany. I knew I was at the beginning of my experience of Italy, the inner experience as well as the outer. Views, they are so various. From my upstairs window, I see a green sweep of the Apennines. As the wooded slopes angle toward the valley, olive orchards begin, and mellow stone farmhouses with tile roofs anchor each farm to the land. There is no entrance of time into this.